In Lebanon, universities are admitting a number of late arrivals for the fall semester, Arab students transferring from U.S. campuses. Many say they've been harassed, even beaten, since September 11th. From Beirut, NBR's Kate Seeley reports.
20-year-old Sarah Abul looks around her barren dorm room on the campus of the American University of Beirut and shakes her head in disbelief.
I don't think I'm realizing where I am right now. I'm just in a shock, big shock.
The native of Bahrain moved in the day before. She says she hasn't had time yet to decorate her room. Just last month, she was starting her junior year at Bentley College in Massachusetts. She was living for the first time in her own apartment off campus, enjoying her new classes. Then came what she calls the tragic events of September 11th, and she no longer felt comfortable being an Arab in America.
The beginning, it was like spitting, yelling, and I was like, okay, I could deal with it. I'm not going to drop 2 years of my life and just go back home and everything. But then I had a friend that got stabbed, and that just freaked me out. Like, there is no point of being somewhere where people don't want you to be there.
Following the terror attacks, Arab and Muslim American organizations reported an upsurge of hate crimes targeted at their communities. Saudi Arabian student Omar Kanan was starting his freshman year at the University of Florida at Tampa when he says he and a Saudi friend were jumped and beaten by a group of students. Kanan says the Tampa police told him his attack was one of many targeted at Arabs.
They told me that this is the 65th case just since the incidents from 11th of September until Saturday. That was the 65th incident in Tampa. So there were a lot of them.
Arab embassies told their nationals to be cautious. Some countries, like Saudi Arabia, offer free flights home. Fearful that the situation could get worse, many parents, like Omar's father, Maher Kanan, urged their children to leave the United States.
Things could escalate, and I felt losing a semester is better than losing a son. So the decision was bring him back home.
Dozens of universities in the U.S. have reported the departure of Arab students, and although overall numbers are hard to come by, hundreds are believed to have returned to their home countries. Admissions directors at universities in Lebanon say they began getting inquiries from Arab students in the States almost immediately after the terror attacks. The Lebanese government asked its universities, which weren't starting classes until early October, to facilitate late applications. Ilham Hashem, the director of admissions at Notre Dame University outside Beirut, says her school scrambled to accommodate late students.
It's very exceptional this year, actually, that there was an urge to do what we could do if there was a need to do anything.
At the three Lebanese universities here, which follow an American curriculum, about 40 Arab students are reported to have transferred from schools in the U.S. Far more students returned to schools in Saudi Arabia and the Gulf. Still, the figures are minuscule compared to the tens of thousands of Arab students who have chosen to remain in the States. Even many who left, like Ahmed Maghribi, an Egyptian student from the University of Virginia, say they did so merely as a precautionary measure, not because they faced hostility. They say they deeply miss their friends and studies in the States and want to return as soon as it's safer.
President Bush has made very clear that this is, you know, we're after one man and not one race or one community or culture, which has made me feel better about going back.
Others, like Sarah Abul, say they fear it may be a while before Americans are able to make distinctions between the majority of Arabs and Muslims who are not terrorists and the few who are. Still, she says, she hopes it'll be in time for her to return to Boston to do an MBA at Harvard. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.